you're like at the clinic, you have to be very careful that you don't say
yes,
Merry Christmas, because you really offend people that are not of the Christian faith. Mm-hmm. So Happy Holiday, that catches it all.
Yep.
Whether it's Hanukkah or
I'm
New Year or whatever.
For cards that say Happy Holidays because they're useful.
That's good all year round.
Mm-hmm. It is. Do you know some Indian tribes in this region?
Let's see. We've got the Mescaleros that are up around Ruidoso. They're part of the Apache tribe. We have the Tiguas here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about New Mexico?
Cherokee. You've got the Apaches.
We have Cherokees way out here?
Huh. But I don't know that much about all the different Indian tribes around this area. I can tell you more about in Montana, having been up there and spent time
studying. What do they have in Montana?
They have the Nez Perce.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Comanche up there. They do have some of the Apache up there. Matter of fact, I have a book over here that's really interesting with all of them. The Lakotas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. A native of this state is called a
Texan.
Mm-hmm. What about a native of this city?
El Pasoan.
Mm-hmm. And do you have funny names for natives of other western states?
Not really.
No, like people from Oklahoma?
They're called Okies, but I don't...
You don't make fun
of them? I try to not make fun of them.
Not people from Arizona?
No, I don't.
The Californians have a funny name for them. Have you ever heard it?
No, but, you know, Californians are not exactly like most people anyway. They're like Texans anyway.
Well, they call...
What do they call the Arizonans?
Zonies.
Zonies?
Yeah. Which I think is apropos.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Arizona.
It's a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. It's a wonderful place to live.
But almost anywhere that you live can be, there's beauty to be seen in any of it.
Yeah.
El Paso, if you get out here and climb around, and you may have to look at the flowers a little harder to find them, but you just stop and look down, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere you go, you know, it's, now California, it's a little harder to find something else. I'm only joking.
Well, sometimes I see movies that were made out in California, and I think, you know, where is that Death Valley? No, it's California.
Yeah, yeah. No, really, every place has its goods and its bads.
Yeah. A person from this country is called what?
A citizen.
But they're called a something citizen.
U.S. citizen.
Or an
American citizen.
How about somebody from our country to the north?
Canadian.
And from our country to the south?
Mexican.
Okay. Somebody who's black?
From where?
From the U.S.
From the U.S.? They like to be called African American.
Is that what you call them, or what you refer to
them? Well, only if they come from Africa, I would call them a black American.
Okay.
But they're basically American, the same as anybody.
Mm-hmm. And what about, Caucasians in this area of the country? Is there a special name for them?
No, that it classifies anybody that is of the Caucasian blood. Even the Hispanics are Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. They certainly were characterized that way in one of the early censuses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's another name that separates the Hispanic population from the white population. The whites are called what?
You want to know
the term, yeah.
Gringos.
Gringos. But do you ever hear us called Anglos?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.